It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Question I have for you today is related to compliments. You know, never hurts to pay someone a nice compliment. I was thinking about this the other day because, like, somebody paid a nice compliment to my child. I thought, well, that's a nice thing. What is the nicest thing you think anyone has ever said about you? Question I have today. 913-586-7925. I know some people, I'll give you mine. I know some people are going to answer like, oh, you're a great dad. Or, you know, like, they'll give the standard answer. And if for some reason you don't have an answer to this, maybe use this as motivation to say something nice about someone. The single nicest thing anyone has ever said about me is when Jeff Goldblum, yes, that Jeff Goldblum, looked at me once and he did this with his hand up and down, you know, like pointing at what I was wearing. He said, I like your vibe. And then he left. The single nicest thing anyone's ever said to me because of the person, the way he said it, and the energy he gave. And he said, he's like, I like your vibe. Thanks, Jeff Goldblum. One of the nicest things ever.
So it wasn't the compliment,
like
it's because it came from him. So it's not really not the compliment, it's because it came
also,
from him.
Jeff Goldblum's got a great vibe. So him telling you, I like your vibe, is an even stronger compliment.
So I think
if you said, I like your vibe, not a strong
compliment. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So that's my point. It's not the compliment, it's just who he could have complimented you about anything, you would have taken it higher praise because
maybe
it's Jeff
Goldblum. Versus the time Justin Timberlake told me I looked terrible.
Yeah, like I honestly don't. I mean,
the first one just immediately said, I smell good or have a great smile. Those are the ones they like immediately.
Yeah, obviously, they've all been complimented before. There's not like one that, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, like, there's not one that's like the most amazing compliment ever. People, like,
no one ever said anything nice to you about your radio stuff. And you're like, you know what? That was really nice.
I got
nice
complimented last night for my coverage on the sports betting stuff, but like, that's not a, I don't like that. That's not one of
that's absolutely a compliment.
Yeah, but like, that's not,
it's not, he says it doesn't rank any different.
Okay. It's not one
than
really,
any other standard compliment.
It doesn't resonate with you a certain way, I guess.
You know?
Excellent.
From the 816 LA good producer told me I have raw natural acting chops. That's a high compliment.
There you go.
That is.
Like, do you get told that on the set of your Hallmark movie?
Not on the set. We'll have to see how the performance goes. Hallmark movie coming out at the end of the month, you know? Christmas movie, Christmas chief story, whatever.
From the 314, I was once told by an older lady I could just come back home with her. High compliment.
Oh, okay.
How much older though? Like, we're talking like 70s, 80s? Are we talking like 50s, 60s? What do you mean by way older than you?
Also, the whole sexual compliment thing, not bringing that up on the show, but also like that thing, we've all been there before. Like, don't feel as special as you
I'll
should.
Be honest,
we've all been in that moment before, right? Like,
if it's in the moment, you can
that's
only
what I'm
take
saying.
It
that's
so
my
far.
Point, Cody. That's
I think
my
after
point.
The fact, if maybe you dated someone and then 5 years later,
yes,
they were like,
yes,
you were great at different.
Yes,
holds a different value.
But also, like, 10 minutes after the act, if you're getting complimented or during, you can't. But you know, good in the moment, right? Like,
makes you feel good.
Definitely is a nice confidence boost in the moment.
But
you're not. Let's be real.
Inside of 30 minutes of what took place there, that compliment is.
I'm with you.
So somebody said,
I'm with you.
It's lessened by its normal state.
For sure.
From the 816, someone said that I look like an actor. Or when I was a bartender, someone said I look like an actor that plays Thor. This absolutely is not true. But it made me feel like $1 million.
Yeah,
I bet.
Yeah. See, someone's talking about the Vegas thing. Exactly. But that was my point. That doesn't count. It does not count.
That's a compliment. Chris Hemsworth, right? Who does Thor?
Because
his brother's Liam. Yes. Yeah. It's Chris.
Just one of the one of the Hemsworths.
Mine was, you have a great voice. Someone said from that's a compliment that stood out for them.
I've never been told that.
Sometimes I get told the opposite. You have a face for radio. I bet you're great at radio.
People think they're just funny with that one.
Well,
like, there's
that
one's just like
that one's the old joke.
Yeah.
It's the same as like I don't care if you want to make a joke about me being ugly, but you got to come up with a new line.
Then just that.
The same
something
as,
else, please.
You're going to need to dig deeper in your bag if you're going to like make a reference to my last name. Tap water, tap dance. You got to dig deeper. Dig deeper. I've heard those. We've already been there. You got to get a little bit further down the road on the things that make sense with TAP. There's a million choices.
This is a unique one from the 816. In the Marines, someone says, in the Marines, their gunny's wife hit on them, commenting she liked the way I ate my fish at Long John Silver.
Honest to God, this is the exact kind of answer I wanted, because listen to how weirdly specific that one is.
Yeah, it is.
Like, if somebody had said that to you, that compliment would stick.
Yeah, that's really impressive how you eat that chicken plank.
Just real follow-up question.
Fish over at Long John.
How were you eating it? Like just a knife and
how
fork?
How did you eat the salmon that way?
Just biting it. I mean,
did you lick your lips before?
I mean, if it's Long John Silver's, that's usually just like a fried piece of fish. It's a big plank, you know, and you're just biting into it. I've been to Long John Silver's in a long time. Are those still around? Anywhere in the area?
I think so. Yeah, there's one up north.
Long John Silver.
Someone from the 816, Kevin Pollak, who is a notable actor who plays poker, said, "You're the best poker player at this table."
But again, it's the person, not the
The person and the con.
I mean, it's the same thing. If you're a high school football player and Patrick Mahomes tells you,
"Nice,
man, you got a hell of an arm, man," that's way nicest better than Cody or I going, "Nice arm, man." It's not the same thing. Just not. Yeah, it matters who's giving you the compliment sometimes.
Someone from the 816 with the ultimate compliment for Cody. I'll sing with Cody only.
There you go.
Wow,
there
you go. Now people are trying out different ways to make my name. I've already heard that one. Tap that ass, too late. I tap that, too late. I already heard that. Tap the keg. It doesn't. Those are accounted for. I said dig deep. If you're going to do this with my last name, you got to dig deeper than that. Same as yours, I'm sure. Yeah, and then I'm sure like the Austin Powers ruined a weekend for you for a few minutes. Gold, I'm sure, ruined your day for a couple of weeks.
That happened for a little while.
Cody, do you think Chris Jones would be happy with your compliment?
Chris Jones goes to his kneecap.
I mean, how much?
He doesn't need a compliment.
We were talking about there's a Fox TV special, and it's for a great cause to raise money for cancer research. We'll get back to it, and Chris Jones is part of the real life Full Monty. Yeah, if you've seen 1997 movie. He does that. There's pictures out on our out on my social media account from the promo for that. And Chris Jones, I don't think had to be convinced to do that. You know?
He said he enjoyed doing it. 40-yard dash.
Everybody already knows.
Are aware.
Cody had to make sure we all knew again by saying that. Yeah, in case we forgot.
In case, it's been a number of years. Mm-hmm. It's been a legal long time. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.